There are 535 voting members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives combined. 25 of them, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, have signed on to the No Labels group. It's a coalition aimed at coming to agreements and combating Congress's reputation as polarized. The lone Wisconsin lawmaker on the panel is Reed Ribble, a Republican from northeastern Wisconsin's 8th District. He says the idea is to get beyond side-taking news pundits and come to terms with people on the other side of the aisle.
The news has now begun to take sides on things. And so, you know, if you're a Democrat, you listen to NBC and MSNBC. If you're a Republican, you listen to Fox. And you have a tendency to listen to people who you have affinity with and who you agree with, because it's always nice to feel that there are people with the same ideological viewpoint that you have. And in reality, there is a kind of shaded glasses view of life when you do that.
The meeting in New York brought together members of No Labels and citizen volunteers. He says the plan is to meet at least twice a month. Ribble is beginning his second term and says he understands if his constituents are skeptical of the group's mission.
The idea that we shouldn't try is something that I would reject just because of cynicism.
No Labels backers' first order of business this year will be to introduce legislation that would suspend lawmakers' pay if they do not pass a budget. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.